Welcome, New Life family, friends, listeners, wherever you're listening and whatever device and medium you're listening through, we welcome you. Really, the heart of our mission, you know, is bringing hope and healing in life's hardest places and darkest places. And the truth of the matter is that we are all going to encounter it in one sense in one time or another. And out of the many different things that we offer here at New Life, one of the things we offer is this emotional freedom workshop. And to be honest, it's a little near and dear to my heart because I've been a key person helping design and develop and speaking at that thing. But I also know that emotional freedom, just that word or that combination of two words, can be a little bit unclear. So JJ, when you hear emotional freedom, what comes to your mind? How do you understand that?
Yeah, so I would start with the idea that there is nothing, absolutely nothing in my story or the story of someone else that is getting in the way of me experiencing all that God has for me. Right. Mm. So it's the idea that Jesus presented in John 10 that, you know, the thief comes to steal, kill and destroy. But I have come. Why? That you would have life to the full. Right. And there's so many things that get in the way of me experiencing that full life. Emotional freedom sets me free from all of those things that want to cling to me, all those things that want to trip me up.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. And Sherry, for you. You hear those two words. What comes to mind?
You know what comes to mind is that the opposite of emotional freedom is like emotional frozen. You know, I think there's a lot of us that are afraid to have feelings because we're afraid that if I start to open up my heart or I start to go back and touch that story, just like you talked about, JJ, I start to go back and look at a wound that somehow that wound is going to consume us or take us out or we're going to relive it. We can't relive it. We can't because it happened in the past. But that pain, that hurt, those emotions get frozen in our bodies and it can keep us stuck from the very freedom that we're all looking for. And so it, you know, often times when I'm working with people and I'm doing EMDR, eye movement dissociation reprocessing, we hit their top traumas of all time. And there's so, you know, understandably, there's a lot of fear to go in and do that. But, you know, let's say we're working on a target. At the end of four or five sessions, they're like, that doesn't hurt like it used to hurt. Yeah. And I'm like, isn't it amazing? You're ready to go to number two, you know? So there's change that can happen.
And I think the important thing with that is that emotions are an essential part of our life. And in scripture, there is only really two primary emotional experiences that come with deep warnings, fear and anger. Those are the ones that keep us trapped and stuck and in destructive places and cycles more than anything else. Emotional freedom is not about eliminating emotions. It's about emotions going from being a master in our life to a servant in our life. Emotions are a great servant and a terrible master. And so what we want to be able to do is get into our story, as you were saying, Sherry, and be able to resolve the things that are driving the fear and anger in our life. So please, if you're struggling in this area, sign up today, Emotional Freedom Workshop.